Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 406 for Tuesday, May 26th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was stronger on Tuesday, following the gains seen in Chicago soy oil futures. Canola values were anywhere from $1 to $5 higher, July up $4.70 at $468.50 per ton. Concerns about tight Canadian canola supplies also underpin values, as did uncertainty about how many acres will be planted this spring. Further support came from worries about dry weather harming canola crops in some parts of Western Canada, while other areas are reported as being too wet. Slow farmer selling, as they continue to focus on seeding operations in most parts of the Canadian prairies, added to the bullish tone, as did the sharply lower Canadian currency. However, weakness in Chicago soybean futures limited the advances, as did the large global oil seed supply situation. Canola was also nearing key resistance on the charts, with the July contract climbing up towards the $470 a ton level during the trading session. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were untraded and unchanged. U.S. markets were mostly lower, led by a sell-off in wheat. Chicago wheat values were anywhere from 17 to 23 cents lower, July down 22.5 cents at $4.92¾ a bushel. A sharply higher U.S. dollar was bearish, as it made U.S. wheat more expensive to foreign buyers. The losses were also linked to chart-based selling after the July contract broke below the key $5 a bushel level. Further downward pressure came from improving conditions for wheat crops in Russia. The ongoing worries about excess moisture-related damage in the U.S. helped to limit the declines. Corn values were also softer in Chicago following the losses seen in wheat. Values were anywhere from 4 to 6 cents lower, July down 5.5 cents at $3.54.5 per bushel. Strength in the U.S. dollar index also weighed on corn, as did expectations that the USDA's crop progress report will show planting at about 90 to 95% complete as of Sunday. However, worries about some excess moisture slowing crop development in certain parts of the U.S. provided some support. Soybean futures were down slightly, taking some direction from the weakness seen in corn and wheat. Values for Chicago soybeans were anywhere from 2 to 5 cents lower, July down that 2 cents and $9.22¼ a bushel. The large global oilseed supply situation and generally good weather for the U.S. soybean crop were also bearish, though steady demand for the U.S. commodity and strength in soy oil helped to limit the downside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.